Hi again, I'm Christy Thomas, and I'm excited to help you learn how to grow deep faith roots in your kids, even when life is overwhelming. In case you missed the last video, I shared about how the most sustainable way to grow deep faith roots in our kids is to start little, with 30-second habits. When we harness the power of tiny little faith habits, we're more likely to grow those deep roots. Let me ask you this. If you wanted to grow a good vegetable garden, would you go out to the garden once per month? Would you dump gallons of water on the plants, yank out all the foot-high weeds, and pluck all the pests off your plants, then leave them alone again for another month? If you're not a gardener, here's the answer. No, you wouldn't do that. In order to grow a good vegetable garden, you would need to water it with smaller amounts regularly so the plants don't dry out. You would pull out the weeds when they were tiny so they don't get to be a foot tall and shading out your veggies. And you would pull off pests before they munched all the leaves. This year, my garden has been phenomenal, partly because I've been out there nearly every day caring for its needs. The bonus is it only takes a few minutes a day because I keep on top of things. It's the same thing with little faith habits. Going to church once per week is wonderful, but to truly help your child become rooted in God's love and God's word, we need to incorporate it into our homes as well. But like I said last time, that doesn't mean replicating church at home. That means choosing little habits with big eternal impact. So what kind of little habits would be good to start with? You want to make them realistic and specific, and you want them to be easy. It's really important to start with the very easy behavior. If you remember the FOG behavioral model from last time, we learned that we need less motivation to do things that are easy. So we're going to choose the easiest behaviors we can possibly think of because they'll be the ones we can actually add to our lives in a sustainable way. Motivation comes and goes, so the easy little behaviors are the ones that will actually become habits. Then you'll be growing those deep faith roots you've longed to see in your family. For example, my favorite little habit is praying a Bible verse over my kids at night. I have several Bible verse posters on their walls, and each night I put my hand on their forehead or arm and pray a verse over them. It takes less than 30 seconds, but my kids won't go to bed without it. I've taught so many families to do this particular habit over the last 12 years that the stories coming back through are astounding. I hear of kids that stop having nightmares, kids with learning disabilities that memorize scripture, families that are able to expand into evening or morning devotions on a regular basis, kids that beat anxiety, and even more coming from this one 30-second habit. Once you understand this idea of starting really, really, almost absurdly little, you'll be well on your way to creating deep roots of faith that continue to grow for a lifetime. These deep roots will cause your life and your family's life to be fruitful. Jesus said in John 15:5, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." We want our lives and the lives of our kids to grow the good fruit that comes from abiding with Jesus. And these little habits will help your whole family abide with Jesus in deep, sustainable ways, including you. So here's a menu of little habits you could do with your family. Your assignment for today is to choose one behavior that you actually want to do and think would be easy to do. Don't choose anything that you feel like you should do. Choose the one that will bring you joy, because if it makes you feel good, it'll be more likely to stick in your brain. Are you ready? Here's a short list, but I'll include several more suggestions in the downloadable PDF for this lesson. Say, "Be the center of our day, Jesus," when you get up. Say the Lord's Prayer together. When you pass a scripture, post it in your home. Read it out loud. Sit on the couch and read the Bible for 30 seconds out loud with no expectations that anyone else will listen. Point to something in nature and say, "God created that. Isn't he an amazing artist?" Say the Jesus Prayer while slowly inhaling in and out. In, Lord Jesus Christ, out, have mercy on me. Turn on an audio Bible, stretch and say, "Thank you, God, for this day." You'll notice these behaviors seem a little bit incomplete. That's because there are three parts of any behavior: the motivation, the ability, and the prompt. Here we're only talking about the habit itself, which is a function of the motivation and the ability. But we haven't mentioned the prompt. The prompt is an essential part of any habit because it's what reminds you to actually do it. But we're going to talk about prompts next time. In my membership site, Hope Grown Faith, we use the Little Habits method in many ways. Each of our monthly Bible studies is especially designed so that members can read just a couple short verses each day. They're posted in the Facebook group so that they pop up when we're scrolling Facebook. And some people also take advantage of a daily email prompt, which delivers the day's scripture right to their inbox. As well, each weekend we post a little action members can do to help them memorize the month's short scripture verse. Remember, here's your assignment. Download today's printable, then let me know which habit you picked down in the comments. It doesn't have to be from the list I shared, but it does need to be short and specific. If you're struggling to come up with something short and specific, leave a comment and I'll help you come up with a good version of the habit that's actually little. See you next time for the video about actually remembering to do these behaviors.